Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's wild ride with a dash of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're carrying around baggage from the past? Like certain experiences just refuse to let go, casting shadows over your present joy? Trauma is real, it impacts all of us in different ways, and sometimes it feels like a monster lurking in the corner of our minds. But here's the thing, we don't have to be prisoners of our past. We can learn strategies to manage trauma and create a safe space for ourselves to heal and thrive. That's what we're diving into today, actionable steps to reclaim your peace and power. First off, remember that acknowledging the pain is crucial. You're not weak for feeling hurt, you're human. Bottling it up only makes things worse. Think of it like this. Imagine a wound festering because you refuse to clean it. It just gets infected and painful. Acknowledging the trauma is the first step towards cleaning that wound, allowing it to begin to heal. Next, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditating monk, although that could be cool too. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When those traumatic memories creep in, don't fight them, just acknowledge them and gently guide your focus back to your breath, your senses, what you see and hear around you. This helps ground you in the now and prevents you from getting lost in the past. Cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. You know that feeling when stress hits and you reach for that extra slice of cake or scroll through social media for hours? Those are coping mechanisms, but they are often temporary fixes that leave us feeling worse in the long run. Instead, try things like exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, or connecting with loved ones. These activities nourish your mind and body, providing healthy outlets for stress and emotional release. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend can be incredibly beneficial. Sharing your experiences, even if it feels scary at first, can lighten the burden and offer valuable perspectives. Think of it like having a teammate in this journey, someone who understands what you're going through and can offer support and guidance along the way. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You've been through something difficult, and healing takes time. Don't expect instant results or judge yourself for setbacks. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and remember that every step forward is a victory. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who experienced a traumatic event in her childhood. This event left her with crippling anxiety and a fear of expressing herself creatively. She felt stuck, unable to tap into the passion that once fueled her art. She tried to bury her pain, but it kept surfacing, sabotaging her attempts at creating beauty. One day, Sarah stumbled upon a mindfulness meditation app. Initially, she was skeptical, but something drew her in. As she began practicing, she noticed a shift. The constant racing thoughts started to quieten. She felt more grounded, more present. Slowly, she started to express herself creatively again, first through small sketches, then gradually moving towards larger pieces. It wasn't easy. There were days when the anxiety threatened to overwhelm her, but Sarah persevered. She sought support from a therapist who helped her unpack the trauma and develop healthy coping mechanisms. She also joined an online community of artists who understood her struggles and offered encouragement. Today, Sarah is thriving. Her art is vibrant and full of life, a testament to her resilience and courage. She still experiences moments of anxiety, but she has the tools to manage it. She reminds herself that healing is a journey, not a destination, and she celebrates every step forward. So there you have it, folks, 5 key strategies to help you navigate trauma and create a safe space for yourself to heal and thrive. Remember, acknowledging the pain is the first step towards healing. Practice mindfulness, cultivate healthy coping mechanisms, seek support when you need it, and be kind to yourself. You're stronger than you think, and with these tools, you can reclaim your peace and power. All right. That's all for today, but I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode in the comments below. What strategies have helped you manage trauma? What resonates most with you from today's discussion? And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint so you don't miss out on any of these empowering insights. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.